announcement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New York City Mayor Eric Adams indicted by a federal grand jury for unknown criminal charges. Here's ABC Senior Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky.
We know that he has been under investigation for almost a year, a third of his tenure in office. This started as campaign finance, but the investigation has expanded in recent months and has included some top members of the administration.
The indictment against Adams is expected to be unsealed later this morning. Florida's Gulf Coast and Panhandle bracing for what's expected to be a major hurricane. Helene forecast to make landfall. Later this evening is a Category 4 storm. Widespread flooding is expected up through Georgia throughout the night and tomorrow. The U.S. and its allies calling for a 21-day ceasefire in fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Overnight, an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon hit a building housing Syrian workers, killing 23. Kamala Harris to visit the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona tomorrow. This is ABC News. A federal judge giving the okay to a class action settlement over the toxic train crash in East Palestine, Ohio. The $600 million being paid by Norfolk Southern Railroad includes money for families and businesses within a 20-mile radius of the crash site. One more game for the A's in Oakland, with a team set to hit the road for good after this afternoon.
For the first time in 57 years after today, the Oakland Coliseum won't have a baseball team. For fans who grew up watching the A's in Oakland, like this reporter, it's a sad day. For concession workers, they're saying goodbye to their jobs.
We all gonna miss this place.
Brian Johansson will be at today's game.
If I start talking about it, I'll start crying.
Next season, the A's will play in Sacramento while waiting for a new stadium in Las Vegas. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Going up for auction tomorrow, the ball Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani hit for his 50th home run this year, opening bid $500,000. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scotts Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scotts Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The Brewers, with a loss last night to Pittsburgh, 2-1 the final score. Their lone run was Jake Bowers, hit into the right center field bleachers for his 12th of the season. The Brewers couldn't get it together, couldn't get the bats going, and they fall in that game to Pittsburgh. The series is even at 1-1. At the same time, Philadelphia clinched as they were able to get the victory yesterday and now have a chance to have a bye in that first round of the upcoming playoffs. Philadelphia 9, the Cubs 6. It was also St. Louis 5-2 over Colorado, Arizona 8, San Francisco 2, and the Dodgers beat San Diego 4-3. In the American League, Seattle 8, Houston 1, Detroit 7-1 over Tampa Bay, Toronto 6, Boston 1, Baltimore 9-7 over the Yankees, White Sox 4, Angels 3, Texas 5-1 over Oakland. And in interleague play, Cleveland 5-2 over Cincinnati, Kansas City 3, Washington nothing, Minnesota 8-3 over Miami as well. Alyssa Thomas had 19 and 13 assists to help Connecticut's Sun sweep Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever out of the playoffs, 87-81. Minnesota with a win in the playoffs last night, 101-88 over pro women's basketball action last night. The NFL's new weekend begins tonight. Dallas plays at the New York Giants.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when clinicians consistently follow these guidelines. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Stroke Quality Program. It's just another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
Today, a high of 79 with lots of sunshine and warm conditions. East to southeast winds at 3 to 6 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 50. Friday, sunshine at times and a high of 80. Partly cloudy Friday night and 52. Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 78. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 78. Right now in Richland Center, after the midnight reading of 59, we're at 46 degrees. Good morning. Today is Thursday, September 26th.
You know the color of my coffee. Too many t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point, I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mom always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written? Take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we can't break up now.
With Megan Maroney on WRCO, you can't break up now. It's 8 minutes after 6 o'clock as we get Thursday going. Get those cool clothes on today as we head toward more summer-like action. Might be a good late day for the Willow Creek Beach later on today as well, but we've got some bull thistle problems there right now.
Don't come down. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Good. It wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you. And don't ever think about you within. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies.
things I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing. To my eyes, 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 I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies, lies.
Waiting for a little bit of destiny.
A love story in the making. That's Linda Davis. Sounds like one of them Harlequin romances or something there. Anyway, 6:16, the time from the WRCO Lost and Found today. Found a set of keys on Highway 14, 608-475-0819. And found a hunting blind. It was found along the highway in Richland Center. The number to call, 608-604-7787.
How important are egress windows to your family? I'm Brent Montre, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. Go from dark basements to pleasant spaces and keep your family safe. Egress windows provide natural light, fresh air, and most importantly, an egress window provides a safe exit in case of emergency. There's no stress when you have an egress. Call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Online at tristatebasementrepair.com.
Tri-State Basement Repair, 877.
Tri-State Basement Repair. Our family, helping your family.
Don't miss the Family Thrift Shop final anything summer 50 cent sale and all single piece glassware items 10 cents. Stop in often, new items added daily. Like them on Facebook and check out the current sales and special silent auction items. Shop smart, where your donations are always appreciated and the profits from your purchases have helped support area nonprofit agencies for over 50 years. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And Saturday 10 to 4. See you there.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Getting married? Got a big anniversary coming up? Maybe your wife has a milestone birthday in the near future. Maybe you're just really cool and want to be even cooler. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a deal for you. Buy any engagement ring, anniversary ring, or wedding band of at least $3,000, and I'll give you a free limo ride from Dusk Till Dawn limo service. These aren't old, rundown limos. These are stunning, modern, luxury party rides. See JJ Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for details.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
That belt at the Buckle Barn. He loves Morgan Wallen and the Broadway bars. He loves Tecovas and that ain't wrong. But he's one shot and in his accent's gone. Tips his hat like the real deal. Only steering knows his own. Daddy's real important. If he's in Texas, must be Austin. If he's drinking, then he's buzzed. He's a dime store cowboy, if there ever was. He can name a Jerry Jeff song. No Texas in his blood. He's a proud member of the Country Club. He's seen all of Yellowstone. He loves nicotine, he don't dip or smoke. He'll say howdy ma'am on that first day, then put ketchup on his steak. If he's in Texas, must be Austin. If he's drinking, then he's buzzed. He's a dime store cowboy, if there ever was. He can't name a Jerry Jeff song. No Texas in his blood. He's a proud member of the This Ain't Country Club. Now he's ordering a glass of wine, and his manicure looks better than mine. Said that he's some big shot banker. He got lost on 14 acres. If he's in Texas, must be Austin. If he's drinking, then he's buzzed. He's a dime store cowboy, if there ever was. He can't name a Jerry Jeff song. No Texas in his blood. He's a proud member of the This Ain't Country Club.
Delaney Ann on WRCO Radio, and This Ain't Country Club. 6:22 the time, as we get ready for the second weekend of the 8th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour this weekend. Rural farms, artists, and businesses opening their doors to welcome you, a celebration of rural living in the small farm community of Northern Sauk and Richland Counties. That's coming up on Saturday and Sunday of this weekend. A quick reminder here on WRCO from Community Calendar, a public service. Here's Sawyer Brown.
Daddy worked hard for his dollar. He said some folks don't, but that's okay. They won't know which road to follow, because an easy street might lead you astray. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. I have lived life in the fast lane. You gotta watch your back and look both ways. When it's said and done, time we have is borrowed. You better make real sure you hit it the right way. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. On the dirt road.
look at me. I'm as helpless as kitten love a tree. I'm walking on a cloud. I can't understand, love. I missed it holding your hand. I walk my way. Can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. My own. Should I wander through this wonderland alone now? Never knew when my right foot from the left. Too much in love. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own. Should I wander through this wonderland alone? Never knowing my right foot from the left, my head from my glove, love. I missed it. Too much in love.
Ray Stevens and Misty on WRCO. Getting a little misty here today. Henry Bray just walked in. I don't know what it is, but anyway, it is currently 46 degrees in Richland Center on our Thursday morning get-together. A news update is next.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. I'm able to see the joy in people's faces on the next day after surgery on their post-op visit and how much improvement their vision has developed since the surgery. It's never lost on me how important that is to patients.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast calls for lots of sunshine today in warm conditions, a high near 80. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 50. And Friday, sunshine to partly cloudy and warm, a high of 80 degrees. Right now, it is 46.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, WEDA, announced the new More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program to help owners of older homes make critical repairs and improvements that increase energy efficiency, safety, and security. The More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program is the fourth and final program to emerge from the historic $525 million housing legislation signed into law by Governor Evers last year. The More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program provides low-interest loans between $5,000 and $50,000 to owners of houses more than 40 years old. Homeowners can use these loans to finance crucial structural repairs and energy efficiency updates, such as roofing, insulation, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air conditioning. Loans are available through WEDA's participating lenders. More information about the More Like Home Repair and Renew Program is available at morelikehomeloan.weda.com. The mayor moved it, and now Wausau City Clerk has turned over details of the ballot drop box removal to the Marathon County District Attorney and Wisconsin Elections Commission. City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi cites state statute calling for her to report suspected election frauds, irregularities, or violations of which the clerk has knowledge to the district attorney and also WEC. Bernardi says while the box was not secured to the ground, it was locked and unable to accept ballots or any other documents, and that it was her intent to have it secured and opened for use this week. But Mayor Doug Denny removed the box himself on Sunday, saying he was concerned about someone walking off with it. Bernardi says, for now, anyone with a ballot they'd like to return after hours can do so in the city's regular payment box outside City Hall. The most recent Wisconsin Supreme Court decision on the boxes gives local clerks the authority to put them in place. Mayor Doug Denny removed the box on Sunday, saying it wasn't secure enough and anyone could have walked off with it. Denny has not responded to the announcement by Bernardi that came on Wednesday. A statue of the Virgin Mary that was missing from a South Milwaukee church for a year is back home. The statue was stolen from Divine Mercy Parish in August of last year. Milwaukee police were able to recover it from a storage unit thanks to an anonymous tip. An 18-year-old suspect allegedly admitted to taking the statue and led police to the locker. A replacement was already donated to the church, so the old statue will be refurbished and repaired and placed inside the parish. A study by the Better Business Bureau shows investment scams are on the rise once again. Wisconsin BBB spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says those scams have overtaken online shopping scams in complaints filed. Schiller says victims can lose large sums of money because they're hoping to win big. Anyone trying to offer you a fantastic chance to get on a new business or a new sure thing for your portfolio is likely trying to scam you. If it sounds too good to be true, as ever, it usually is. A man accused of shooting at a family as they were traveling on U.S. 51 in Marathon County last year will represent himself at trial. Benny Green was deemed competent for trial on Tuesday, with a judge also approving his request to represent himself with a standby attorney on call. Investigators say he tailgated the vehicle, then pulled alongside them and fired two shots, injuring one. It's unclear if Green had any prior connection to the family. He faces more than a dozen counts, including one charge of attempted homicide. Green is jailed on a $500,000 bond and will return to court in late November. No trial dates have been set. A longtime food delivery service will shut down its operations in Wisconsin. Here is more on the story.
Cygnus Home Service let the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development know that in November it'll close 8 facilities around the state for Yellow, that was formerly known as Schwann's Home Delivery. A total of 79 workers will be laid off due to the closures. The company cited pandemic-driven staffing shortages and supply chain disruptions as reasons for the closures. Schwann's began its home delivery business in 1952. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The current farm bill expires Monday. Advocates say Congress should pass funding that benefits small Wisconsin farms. Chuck Anderis is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute.
To neglect that is basically just picking winners and losers within the agricultural economy.
Small farmers also want the next farm bill to safeguard against weather disruptions caused by climate change.
These practices infiltrate more water and hold more water in the soil and make a huge difference on the amount of water coming off of farm fields.
The farm bill also covers the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP.
See the new Buick Envista at your local Buick dealer, Sleepy Hollow. The new Buick Envista crossover, a great car with great fuel economy at a great price. Starting only $23,990 and in stock now at Sleepy Hollow in Viroqua. Buick Enclave, Buick Envision, Buick Encore GX, and the all-new Buick Envista. At Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, now your new local Buick dealer on Viroqua's north side.
Sleepy Hollow.
Today's forecast calls for lots of sunshine and warm conditions with a high of 79. Winds variable and becoming easterly between 3 and 6 miles per hour later on. Then mostly clear tonight, a low of 50, a high of 80 Friday, and for the weekend near 80 Saturday and 78 for Sunday. Monday near 80 once again before Tuesday. October comes in with a high of 64. Right now in Richland Center, following a high yesterday of 78 degrees, we were at 59 at midnight, and we're currently down from that. It is 46 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And also sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the high school schedule for tonight, and the Brewers take one on the chin in Pittsburgh.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG Group of Companies. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
On the high school schedule for tonight, Richland Center is home with volleyball action against Dodgeville, second time around in the conference. The Hornets will be hosting their Digging for Pink night. Also, the Richland Center soccer teams will be at home against Dodgeville Mineral Point. It will be senior night tonight. River Valley celebrates homecoming this week, and they'll have home volleyball against Prairie du Chien with a JV match beginning at 4:45 today. And Wisconsin Heights Barneville plays at River Valley in soccer action. Nation. Tonight, Riverdale celebrating homecoming, and they'll have a home volleyball match against Iowa Grant. Coach Jesse Kinney of Riverdale says the team looks to get back to basics.
You give them a task, they are very type A and organized, and now it's like we focus so much on that that now we've kind of lost a little bit of our fun and getting those smiles out. However, it's also homecoming week, and so we're a little bit drained right now. So getting those smiles, they're pretty tired. But that's going to be our focus, to just get back to the fun now. And we've worked on the things we need to work on, and we know what we need to do to just keep moving in the right direction.
Iowa Grant at Riverdale High School Volleyball. JV match gets underway around 4:45 today, and varsity to follow at approximately 6 or so. We'll have coverage of that match tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Cross-country action, a few teams in the area underway with action this week, and a meet tonight for Chris Simonson's Riverdale cross-country team.
We have two seniors. We've got two seniors on our high school boys squad. We have Caleb Schleyline, who has been running all along. And last year, partway through the season, we were fortunate enough to pick up Carson Knight, who joined us. And he's, along with Caleb, are a couple of our top runners. They usually finish in the third or fourth spots for the varsity boys. And they switch around as far as who beats whom and all that kind of stuff. So they're great leaders. They're doing a nice job, and they're a really important part to our team.
Riverdale at Prairie du Chien Country Club tonight for a cross-country invitational. The boys and girls teams will be there. The middle school teams from Riverdale will also be racing tonight. They're headed toward Dodgeville. Ithaca will be hosting DeSoto in a Ridge and Valley Conference volleyball match. Weston will be at Waseca Steuben, and Kickapoo will visit North Crawford as well. Well, the Packers listed 10 total players with injuries on the first injury report of the week. All but one player practiced for the Packers. Quarterback Jordan Love was once again a limited participant in practice, while cornerback Carrington Valentine returned to practice after missing last week. New additions to the list include cornerback Jair Alexander, tight end Luke Musgrave, center Josh Myers, receiver Jaden Reed, and offensive lineman Zach Tom. Former Badgers football player, cornerback Marcus Cromartie, an agent with Equity Sports who represents UNLV quarterback Matthew Sluka, told ESPN's Pete Sluka has not paid the $100,000 he was promised by an assistant coach to transfer there. Sluka came from FCS Holy Cross this offseason. Freddie Peralta looked like the ace the Brewers need as they head to the postseason, finishing with 7 strikeouts and 2 earned runs in 5 1/3 innings. Those strikeouts helped him cross the 200 mark for the second straight season. Here is manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie's done it before, but it meant a lot to him, so meant a lot to me because he's an important part of our deal. We wouldn't let him go too much farther. I'd be hard-pressed to tell you I was going to leave him in if he didn't strike him out. But, yeah, great honor for him.
Freddie didn't get any help from the Brewers as the offense struggled against Pittsburgh starter Luis Ortiz, who gave up just 1 run on 4 hits in 7 innings of work. The Brewers' lone run came on a Jake Bowers 402-foot home run in the second inning. The Brewers wrap the series up with the Pirates today. Aaron Civale will start for the Brewers, while Mitch Keller goes for the Pirates. Baseball action last night also wrapping up a first-round bye. It was the Phillies getting the win against the Cubs. Final score of 9-6. And last night, a couple of other teams vying for the best record and a bye. The Dodgers beat San Diego by a score of 4-3. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Thursday Morning Sports. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
100.9 WRCO.
Yeah.
Old Dominion with Megan Maroney on WRCO, and we can't break up now. No, no doubt about it, because we're less than 3 months away from Christmas, so I want my Christmas present. Just kidding. Anyway, coming up, 7 o'clock news and more regular features. We'll see about that old world record beater, Hank Bray, coming up in about a half hour.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much, just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Looking to refresh your home or fix those nagging repairs? Affordable Interior Painting is here to help. They specialize in water damage repair, drywall and plaster repairs, and even spruce up your entry door. With daily cleanup and fully insured service, you'll get professional results with no hassle. Beautify your space with a fresh coat of paint or restore those problem areas today. Call Mark at 608-604-4032. That's 608-604-4032. Affordable Interior Painting, bringing new life to your home. Beautify with color.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Don't miss the Family Thrift Shop final Anything Summer 50 cent sale and all single piece glassware items 10 cents. Stop in often, new items added daily. Like them on Facebook and check out the current sales and special silent auction items. Shop smart, where your donations are always appreciated and the profits from your purchases have helped support area nonprofit agencies for over 50 years. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there.
All American Do It Center is giving away a $500 shopping giveaway to two lucky customers. There are so many items to choose from in the Do It Best Merchandise book. What would you pick out? This is a way for us to say thank you to our customers and that we appreciate you shopping local. Register in store now. Visit our store display for complete details and contest rules. Win a $500 shopping giveaway from Do It Best at All American Do It Center, Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All-American.
4 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here at WRCO, 46 degrees. We'll have our trivia question of the day a little later on, and we'll be giving you the word to text in just a few minutes in the statewide Civic Media Text to Win contest, so stay tuned for that. Lovey, speaking of which, we'll be talking about Gilligan's Island on our Saturday night show, Dream of Denver, the widow of Bob Denver, with an interview with us. But Gilligan's Island debuted 60 years ago today, a show that I watched a lot as a kid when my mother wasn't watching As the World Turns. That was a real conflict there for a while. They put As the World Turns like at 3:30 in the afternoon. I'd get off the bus, want to watch Gilligan's Island, and then I'd have to, argue with my mother, which never usually went very far.
his tattoos, all the scars down to his boots. He's a whiskey drinker and an all-night rider. Used to throw a punch, a ballroom fighter. Yeah, you would think he was born to lose. That used to be me. But I say, life just ain't through with him yet. That used to be me. I was that guy, the one you could count on to let you down every time. Was a Saturday night sinner, not a Sunday morning saint.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, update at 7 now. It's courtesy of Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech.